ओम शांति। टुडेज टॉपिक इज हाउ टू फुलफिल द होप्स और द विशेस ऑफ बाप दादा। When this topic was given to me, I was giving so much thanks to Baba. And Baba has given us so much. Baba has chosen us out of millions and billions. And we Baba's children are so fortunate that Baba gives us all of His properties to us. He says, I give everything to you. You belong to me. You are the highest soul. You are the worship worthy one. And you are the decoration of the whole world. I was thinking that Baba has given us such a high status. He has taken us to such an elevated stage. And He made us like deities. And He made us worship worthy ones. Not only for the future, not only for the golden and silver age, we become so worship worthy, even copper age, and even in the iron age, we Baba's children are so fortunate. And Baba says, whosoever is my child, he is VVIP. So when Baba has given us so much, and Baba has so many hopes in us, and Baba is ready to give to the children at any time, either it is in the night time, morning time, whether children are happy, whether they are not happy, whether they are crying, whether they are talking to Baba, whether they are complaining to Baba, Baba says, I am bound to look after my children. I am bound to give to my children. When Baba fulfills all kinds of the responsibilities for the children, and He fulfills all kinds of the responsibilities without expectation. He does not have any expectation that I am doing this for my child and he should do this for me, for the yagya, for such and such student. We remember Baba's so many stories. Even when we listen about our dadis, you know, whenever someone was coming in front of Sakar Baba, sometime there was some student, they have not understood the knowledge in a proper way. They were completely new. They were not cooperative in any form of the service. But Baba was giving so much to the children. Once what happened, Didi asked question from Baba. This child does not understand knowledge. This child does not follow Baba's Shrimat. And we don't know whether he will become your child or not. Whether he is going to adopt this knowledge or not. But why you are giving so much to that child, you are paying lot of attention, you are giving so much love to the child, and you are giving so much to that child. Baba said, Baba does not have any expectation from the children. He has only one pure hope. Let this child make himself worthy. If he will become a worthy and he will become an instrument for the transformation of so many souls. So Baba has that much love for each and every child. Now when we see towards ourselves, how much Baba is giving to us. Every day, He gives so much knowledge to us through Murlis. And whenever we listen Avyakt Bapdada's versions, and whenever we are sitting in front of Avyakt Baba, Baba keeps on giving and giving. And Baba never says, I gave you so much, what you have done? And why you are wasting lot of time? Why you are not paying attention on self? Baba says, they are my children. Let me give, let me make them full. So when Baba makes us full, Baba gives us so many things. Now what we have to do and what is our responsibility and how can we fulfill Baba's hope which he has for us, not for himself. Baba has hopes only for the children, not for himself. He says, I'm not coming to the golden age world. You children will be the ruler in the golden age world. So what Baba wants from us? First step, Baba wants from us that all my children should become complete pure. Pure by thoughts, pure by words, pure by actions, and spread the vibration of purity in the world. For this, Baba always mentions in the Murli that you children should always wear the crown of purity. Because when you are in the golden age world, you will be completely pure. And in the golden age world, no one will realize that you have such a crown. But that crown is shown when you are being worshipped in the copper age. But Baba says in the Sangam Yuga, you can have that consciousness and you can have that realization and you can give the vision of that crown to your devotees, to your bhaktas. So Baba's first hope, our wish for the children, that my all the children should become pure. And secondly, Baba says, as you are the one who are going to become the ruler of the new world, you are the one who will be the gods and goddesses in the golden age world. So before becoming that, before achieving that status, what we have to do here in confluence age, we have to decorate ourselves with all the qualities, with all the virtues, and with all the powers. Baba says, I want to see my children always in a decorative form, always in a high position, always in an elevated stage. As we are the children of the Supreme Authority, being the children of the Supreme Authority, the children should also have a vision of that authority in front of others, and they always have that inner consciousness that I belong to such and such highest authority. We know in this Laukik world, when someone belongs to a rich family, how he walks and how he talks, how he wears and how he sits. And we all know when someone comes from such a highest personality and highest family, we say, oh, he belongs to such and such family and we have to look after him in a nice way because he lives in that way. So we pay a lot of attention. In the beginning of the yajna, there were some people who were from the rich families, and in Baba's yajna, because in the beginning of yajna in Pakistan, and this yajna was completely have everything, but when this yajna was shifted to Mount Abu, in the beginning they had everything, but in between there were so many tests and so many paper came, but Baba never showed that Baba did not have anything. But when such people were coming in front of Baba, how Baba was dealing with them, they all were getting that feeling that as they are the king and queen, as they have been treated like prince and princess, as they have been treated like royal families. Once I remember in the beginning of the yajna, they did not have table and chair to sit. And they used to have lunch, dinner while sitting on the ground floor and sitting on the ground. And one day Baba said, today Baba will take to the children for a royal lunch. Children were so happy. And Baba said, today Baba will give the food to the prince and princess and you will have a royal lunch. And how Baba served to the children, there was one big slab of stone. And that was kept in one, and there was no chair other side. And one side there was another stone, other side the other stone was there. And Baba said, oh children, come, come. Remember Baba, you know how, who are you? A prince and princess. You are the one who have so much happiness in your life. And you are the one, you enjoy the beauty of the nature. Let's go and see the beauty of the nature. And let's go and enjoy the royal lunch. And children forgot. They did not know that they don't have the chair, table, no tablecloth. Like nowadays we have to put the table, chair, tablecloth. We have to put a flower pot. We have to match the color. We have to do this and that. But nothing was there. And children were so happy because Baba's nature, Baba's way of dealing, Baba's way of talking, and Baba's sanskar of royalty and the sanskar of the ruler, they were such, and they were spreading the vibration of that. And even without anything, children got that experience. So what Baba wants from us, Baba says, in this confluence age, my children should have the sanskar of purity, the sanskar of royalty, to understand the reality and give the message of purity and teach others to how to imbibe the royalty in life. Then what Baba used to do? Baba always used to spend the maximum time in remembrance of Shiva. Baba used to tell, during the whole kalpa, we are separated from Baba. Though in bhakti mark, in Dwapar age, Copper age, in bhakti cult, we remember Shri Baba, we worship Shri Baba, we do lot of bhakti, we keep on calling Him, we keep on chanting mantra, we keep on looking for Him, we could not meet Him. This is the time we can enjoy with Him, we can sit with Him, we can talk with Him, and we can walk with Him. So when we got such a nice time, auspicious time, then why not to spend our maximum time in the company of Shiva, in the remembrance of Baba. Baba says, as we belong to the Supreme Authority, for that we should have to develop our inner consciousness that we belong to such an highest authority. If we don't create that consciousness, we cannot transform ourselves and we cannot imbibe the sanskar of reality and royalty and purity in ourselves. So now what kind of steps we have to take for fulfilling Baba's wishes? First step is that have the realization. Realization about self. Have that realization that we achieved Baba. Baba has selected us. Baba is giving us so much. And Baba is the one who is the supporter for us. Baba is the one who is taking us ahead. The second step is that, as Baba has faith in all the children, I remember when some very simple children were in front of Baba, they were not understanding the knowledge in a real way, and they were not able to understand the Murli, but they would say, I belong to Baba. Baba used to say, they are the real children of Baba. They don't know how to remember Baba. They don't know the Baba's Murli point. They don't know how to do yoga. But they said, I belong to Baba. Baba said, if that child has said, I belong to Baba, that means that child has created a relationship with Baba, and now Baba has to obey that child, and Baba is bound to give power to that child, give love to that child. So Baba has faith in that child. Human beings don't like that child, but Baba gives so much love to that child. Few days ago, Dadi Janki was telling one of the story, and she was telling, I think she told that story here or in Pandabon, I don't remember. She said there was one sister, she belonged to her, she was from her relations, and no one liked her. But when she came to the yagya, she said, I will stay here. Baba said, let her stay. And being she didn't have that quality and face was not so good, people didn't like her, but she said, Baba is mine, I belong to Baba. And Baba was looking after her and giving her so much love, and she always saying, Baba is mine, Baba is mine. And she was telling that she checked at every time how Baba was paying attention on that child. And she was always intoxicated in Baba's love. So when Baba has faith in all the children and for fulfilling Baba's hope, we have to create faith in self. Sometimes we have faith in self. Sometimes we lose faith in self. Baba says if you lose the faith in yourself, but you have to create purposely. You make practice. Keep on saying, I can do, I can do, I have to do it. And for this, we have to create self-imposed imprisonment. We know when someone does something wrong and what they do, they send them in a prison and they say, let him learn something, let him get realization what he has done wrong and he should get that feeling that next time he is not going to do. But Baba said, these are the people, they keep on doing wrong things and keep on going to the prison and then come out and they give promises, do so many promises and again they keep on repeating that task. But Baba says, no, we children, what we have to do for creating faith in self and having faith in others and keep the faith our instrument, keep the faith as your foundation, you have to create or you have to keep yourself in self-imposed imprisonment. That is the way to keep on thinking, keep on having realization and go into the depth of that and have that consciousness. And second step is that for creating faith or maintaining faith or making the faith strong foundation, we had to develop the power of understanding. We have the power of understanding, but we don't make use of that power all the time. We understand knowledge, we understand drama, we have faith in drama, we understand the rules and regulations of the yajna, we know the principles of our Brahmin life, we know how this yajna is maintained and how Baba is looking after the whole yajna. While walking, while doing different kinds of the tasks, while coming in connection with so many Brahmins, sometimes we lose our understanding power. And we say, why this is happening? Why this happened? We can't understand. These Brahmins cannot change. I'm telling them they don't understand. What is this? Why this drama is like that? 5,000 years ago it happened. It is going to happen again. And what will happen? This, my role is not good. This should change. Baba says, this can be changed. Your role can be changed. But you have to change your inner feeling first. If you change your inner feeling first, you will enjoy each scene of drama. We are making each scene of drama so difficult and we create problems ourselves. There is no problem. Baba says, you are the destroyer of the problems. But when we lose the understanding power, we create a big line of the problem. We make a big line. And then we start walking on that line. And that line shakes. Then we say, what to do? What is going on? And for this, Baba says, make yourself free from the line of questions. make yourself free from the queue of questions. If we create the queue of questions, and if we don't have any answer, that will become a mess in front of us, and we will be puzzled, and we will keep on struggling, fighting, and then later we feel, what is this? As Brahma Baba had taken each situation in a beautiful scene of the drama. Baba mentioned in the Murli, they are the scenes and sceneries. Enjoy. Keep on walking. When we go somewhere, we get the news that, oh, there are the volcanoes. There are different states. This land is the red land. There are so many oceans. This side is, there are such and such places like that. So we try to see, we like to see what this place is there. Sometimes they say, this land is not good. We say, okay, let's see how is that one. So we try to know what is that. We want to see, to get the information. So Baba says, all these scenes and sceneries, they come in front of you, that they give you only information, only understanding, not to make yourself disturbed. So Baba says, develop your understanding power, that is to go into depth of knowledge, apply the knowledge in your life, see drama in a positive way. Otherwise some children, they say, if my role is in the drama, I will make efforts. Baba says, this is not in their fortune. That is why these children are saying like that. Baba wants to give them more and more, and they say, if it is in my fortune, I will come and take. Baba smiles. Baba says, these children don't understand, and that is not in their fortune. Even Brahma Baba knew that he is going to get such a high status. How Baba did? Baba said, if I am going to get such a high status, I have to make efforts accordingly. The next step is that we have to create courage in self. Baba has given us whole understanding what you children have to do. But we don't have that much intoxication. We don't have that much enthusiasm. And we don't have that courage in self to do the task. If we hear the stories of our seniors, in the beginning of the yagya, when they came to yagya, and Baba was telling all the principles, all the rules of Brahmin life, very straight. You have to do this. If you can't do this, you have to go back. Straight. And Baba was telling, and they were following all the principles by heart. There was a lot of opposition from Lokik, lot of opposition from realities, and people were not understanding, and they were very, very strong. Even for making efforts, at very little point, all the time correction. Once what happened, one sister, and they had a little bit fight with two sisters. One sister told something to another sister, and that sister was so upset. This sister told me like this, she behaved to me in that way. So she went to Mama. And when she went in front of Mama, Mama said, what happened to you? Why you are so sad? Mama, what should I tell you? This sister told me like this, and she behaved to me in that way. And Mama said, if she behaved to you in that way, you must have done something wrong. That is why she had done. No, Mama, I did not do anything. I did not do anything. Then Mama said, when you did not do anything, why you are so upset? Mama, she told me like that. I'm so upset. Mama said, when she said, she told me yesterday. Mama said, you did such a big mistake. She told you yesterday, since yesterday you are upset, you are spending your whole lot of time and energy, and you lost your so much valuable time, and you lost so much energy, and you are so sad. And Mama did not listen to the mistake of that sister, and she was correcting to that sister. Why? Because Mama and Baba, they wanted to feel that much strength in the children, that if little bit happens, if something little bit comes, they should not become disturbed. And if Mama had listened their mistake, and every day she used to go to Mama, Mama, today this sister has done this, today this sister has done this, this brother is not doing like that, and they were going to create a big line of all the complaints. So Mama wanted to make the children free from the habit of creating complaints. Mama taught the children, if something happens, how to maintain your state, how to develop your power. And for this you need a lot of courage, lot of strength in self. And that a lot of courage and strength and that enthusiasm that we can develop in ourselves when we have the realization power. So for this Baba gave us such a task, always keep on churning on knowledge. Keep on checking yourself. Check and change. Baba said, check yourself. Check yourself how much more I need in the self. How much more I have to take for making myself more strong. And Baba was also telling, very straight, you children are not making effort in a proper way. Sometimes the children, those who are not so strong, they will say, I make so much effort, but Baba is telling like this. Baba said, why Baba is telling this? Because Baba wants them to become more strong. And then next step is that we have to create the personality of purity. Baba says that you are the one, holy swans, you are an angels, you have to transform the whole world, you have to create the new world, and for this, the purity, the sanskar of purity, the personality of purity have to develop in yourself. When we become Baba's children, we automatically become pure. We maintain purity. Baba says, purity is not only up to that, you have to maintain purity. Purity means to have all the time pure thoughts, powerful thoughts, and positive thoughts. For example, I say, how can I do this task? I can't do this task. So Baba says, slowly and slowly with this thought, I can't do this. Today you will say, I can't do this. Tomorrow your yoga will become weak. I wanted to do this task, I could not do this, what should I do? And instead of remembering Baba, I will keep on talking to Baba in that way, I could not do this, I could not do this. Whatever power I have, I will lose that power. Then slowly and slowly I will start begging power from Baba. And Baba is giving that power and it is coming to you, me, but I don't have that feeling it is going back behind me. I'm still empty-handed. Then I will say, oh Baba, I can't do, I can't make an effort. These sisters of brothers, they are making good efforts, I can't make. So Baba says, by only one thought, you lost all of your power. So Baba says, with those thoughts, slowly and slowly unnecessary thoughts come. And unnecessary thoughts, they create a mess in our mind. And whenever there is a mess, we can't understand what to do, how to make efforts. And I'm in this knowledge from the last so many years, but I can't understand what to do. And Baba says, this one thought snatch all the powers. Whatever you collected from the last 20 years, 15 years, 10 years, 5 years, they all are taken away by one thought of Maya. So that is why Baba says we have to create this thought, prepare ourselves, and have that thought that I can do it. We have to prepare ourselves all the time. And when we are prepared, anything comes, whatever happens, we are ready to accept, we are ready to accept the challenges, we are ready to face the challenges, and we are happy to do that challenges. Otherwise, if little bit challenge is there, we become weak. So Baba says, if you become weak, slowly and slowly, the nature, the thought of purity, that also become weak. I remember once what happened. One child was going, and while walking, he fell down on the earth. And he said, Baba, I fell down. Baba said, you did not remember. That is why you fell down. So, see how Baba taught. Baba wanted to make them to always live in that consciousness. I tell you one story what happened. In the beginning of the year game, even now in Madhuban, after Murli class all the time, every time we get toli. We get toli after Murli class here in Madhuban, but in the centers we don't get. No? Once what happened, Baba said, okay, today after class, all of you have got the toli. And those children who have eaten toli without remembering Baba, please raise your hand and Baba will give you more toli. And those who were innocent children, they did not know what Baba is teaching them. And few children, they raised the hand. And Baba pulled their ears. And Baba said, see, you did mistake. Without remembering Baba, you ate the toli. Okay, today Baba is giving you more toli. And make sure, don't forget Baba before eating the toli. Baba gave punishment, Baba taught a lesson, And Baba told them how they have to do in future. So Baba didn't scold him. Baba didn't say anything else. So in that way, Baba taught the children how to make efforts. So what we have to do it, we need lot of courage in ourselves. Then for fulfilling Baba's wishes and hopes, Baba says that you have to become honest. Honest and humble. Baba says, in efforts, because we are honest in Baba's yagya, we are doing, Baba's children are very honest and they do Baba's service by heart and they don't want to spoil the things here and there. They have so much love for Baba. And Baba says, but honesty for self-efforts, honesty in self-transformation, honesty in making efforts, and honesty in fulfilling yourself. Because Baba does not have any expectation from us. He does not want anything from us. He says whatever efforts you will make, you will get the status. If you become pure, you will become worship worthy. If you do these good tasks, you will get a high status. If you fill yourself, you will become more strong. Baba is not going to take anything from us. Baba says, I don't eat anything. I don't take the things from you. You give me, I use those things for Baba's, for the service of the humanity, for the children. So he does not have any expectation from us. And whatever he says to us, that is for us. So Baba says, if you become honest, that means we create more powers in self. If we become honest, we get more energy from Baba. If we become honest, we get the constant flow of love from Baba. So honesty for self, that is to fill ourself, that is to transform ourself, that is to finish our weaknesses, and that is to become complete, to achieve the stage of perfection. And then Baba says, side by side, if we imbibe the virtue of humbleness, humility, and that will give us more respect, more value, more understanding, and the way of dealing with others to achieve love from Baba, love from Divine Family, and love from devotee, and even the help from the elements. I think it is 7 o'clock. Daddy has come or not? Let me continue or finish here because... What do you think? Okay, I will speak 5 minutes more because then Daddy will be coming and conducting meditation and after that Daddy will give a class. And then Baba says, we have to have another step. That is the main step, that is foundation, that is called love. And that love is the love for Baba. Baba says, you keep love for Baba, and that love, if you keep for Baba, and that love gives us light. That love gives us might. And that love gives us so many powers. Because Baba says, love and faith, the two are the main foundation for fulfilling Baba's hope. And if we don't have love for Baba, then we cannot make efforts. Because of love for Baba, we made our divine life and our Brahmin life became so easy. Otherwise, people in the world, when they see, how you made this Brahmin life, how you are leading your life, you live in the world and there is so much in the world, but you are leading such a simple life, because we achieved so much love from Baba. As Baba gives us so much love to the children, so we children should also have the same love for Baba. Our love is in a different way. When we love Baba, we say, Baba, please give us this much. Baba, we want this much. But our love is filled with so many desires. Baba knows that children have so many desires. And Baba likes the children, Baba loves the children. He says, okay, does not matter. If they love me, if they have so many thoughts, if they have so many desires, I will fulfill their desires, I will give them everything. But for sake of the safety, for sake of purity, for leading a pure life, let my children have the constant and pure and real love for Baba. So that in return of that love, Baba can give to the children. So now what we have to do it, I will say few points and then I'll finish the class. One is to have the realization. Second is the balance between love and faith. And the third is to have enthusiasm, courage, zeal, and understanding. Then Baba says, finish the queue of complaint, and we have to check ourselves and change ourselves. And whatever Baba tells us, that is for us, not for others. And Baba wants to make us to achieve a stage of high, and He wants to make us an angel. So whatever Baba has given us, this is our responsibility to fulfill the hopes of Baba, so that we enjoy in conference list and we get high status in the golden age world. And we should always live near to Baba, like Baba says, like Dadi always mentioned, whenever I go in front of Dharamraj, I become like, I'm going like, Dharamraj has to slit me, not I have to bow my head in front of Dharamraj, and Dharamraj has to salute me. And that can be done when we fulfill the hopes of Bap Dada. Om Shanti.